Welcome to 2017. It's a new year, and we're going to open this convocation with a song that the choir will be singing. It's a setting of a hymn by a New Zealand hymn writer, Shirley Arena Murray. I would like to read the words because they're significant and could well be a creed for any institution like this one. For everyone born, a place at the table. For everyone born, clean water and bread. A shelter, a space, a safe place for growing. For everyone born, a star overhead. For woman and man, a place at the table, revising the roles, deciding the share with wisdom and grace, dividing the power, a system that's fair. For young and for old, a place at the table, a voice to be heard, a part in the song. The hands of a child in hands that are wrinkled, for young and for old, the right to belong. For everyone born, a place at the table to live without fear and simply to be, to work, to speak out, to witness and worship. For everyone born, the right to be free. And each of the four stanzas ends with this refrain. And God will delight when we are creators of justice and joy, compassion and peace. Yes, God will delight when we are creators of justice and joy.
Creators of justice and joy, compassion. Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year, and welcome back to your home away from home. For those of you who are new to our community here at EMU, we offer you a special welcome and our hope that you will very quickly come to view this community of learning as home for you. And a very special welcome to one new community member in particular, our new president, Dr. Susan Schultz-Huxman. In just a few minutes, she'll be introduced more fully, and I know we're all looking forward to hearing what she has to share with us this morning. I hope each one of you will take advantages of opportunities in the coming semester to meet her and welcome her personally. I always look forward to spring convocation because it's a hopeful event as we turn the corner of the academic year, reflect a bit on the past, and set our course for the future. This winter break, more than I ordinarily would, I've spent time reflecting on the year past. I've read a number of year-in-review articles, and they all seem to have a headline something like, 2016, worst year ever. And no matter how you may have felt about the presidential election, there was plenty of evidence in countries around the world, here in the U.S., and even right here in our own campus community, that 2016 was a difficult and painful year. But just a couple weeks ago, we were celebrating the birth of one who brought new life, light, hope, love, and justice to a world that was much in need of all those things. As followers of Jesus, we live in the hope of abundant life that he gave. We enjoy and share the love of God that he embodied, and we continue to carry out the mission of peace and justice that he launched. My hope for all of us this semester and beyond is that we remain focused on a hopeful future, that we love and care for those around us, and that together we continue to build a community of learning that feels like home. Welcome to 2017.
Good morning, EMU community, and welcome to this new year and semester. I'm Quinn Kathrenberg, your Student Government Association President. And on behalf of the SGA, I would like to extend a special welcome to our new president, Dr. Susan Schultz-Huxman. Your arrival is long awaited, and we look forward to getting to know you, whether at a basketball game, in common grounds, or just on the sidewalk. We are glad you're here. As we begin this new year, I hope you find new ways to celebrate the new and appreciate change, though it may not always be easy. This may mean practicing an unfamiliar language on cross-cultural, picking up that hobby you've always wanted to try, or getting involved in a new club. SGA is looking for 6 new senators and 1 secretary this semester. In whatever way this looks like for you, I hope that you find it fulfilling. I wish everyone the best of luck as we begin this semester, and thank you for each of your roles that make this a functional community, administration, faculty, and staff. Students, I hope that you find your classes challenging and rewarding. What a privilege it is to study. Again, welcome back to campus and to the new year.
For nearly 100 years, this place has been inspired by and dedicated to God and to Christian scriptures. And as an invocation, I offer today 2 scripture passages that have been formative for this university. 1 John 17:13-19. Listen for the key that's been it's notable, but it's also missable. Jesus said to God, "But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world, and for their sakes I sanctify myself, so that they may also be sanctified in truth. In more recent decades, Micah 6:8. But starting first with verse 6, where this question is asked: with what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? God has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? God be with us this year, this season, and for a new era.
Please turn in the blue hymnal to hymn number 6, and let's stand together to sing.
Always good to be here on campus this morning. I'm especially honored in this season of presidential transitions. I'm here to make a few introductory comments about EMU's 9th president, Dr. Susan Schultz Huxman. Now, my comments don't come based upon my years and years of experience, but rather, like many of you, probably with a little curiosity. Who is this person? And we can all look forward to getting to know her better, but this is what I can tell you about her already. First, Dr. Huxman is a scholarly academic. From undergraduate studies at Bethel College to graduate and postgrad work in communications at the University of Kansas, to teaching at Wake Forest, to serving as the director of the Elliott School of Communication at Wichita State, and then most recently as president of Conrad Grebel. She has exhibited a passion for vigorous academic pursuit and has been recognized for quality teaching in the classroom. She is a woman of deep faith, dare I say, unapologetically Anabaptist and Christian, committed to the vision of Christian higher education. She is a studied historian. She understands the context in which we live and study today. She's an effective communicator. She has numerous published works and is an engaging public speaker. She's a skillful teammate and collaborator. Whether it was earlier in life as a basketball point guard or more recently as college president, she recognizes that her successes are not merely her own, but they come from hard work, dedication, and commitment from the team around her. She brings her talents to, in my opinion, a deep bench at EMU. She's a dedicated wife and mother. Family is a driving force in her life. She's extremely proud of the pursuits and accomplishments of her three adult children, Julia, Emily, and Connor. I expect her husband, Jess, to play an important role in her work here at EMU. All of these attributes make Dr. Huxman uniquely qualified to lead EMU at this time, to provide confident leadership to the institution, and even more broadly, as together we seek to tackle the critical issues facing the church, our community, our society, and our globe. Dr. Huxman, we look forward to your words to us this morning and to your leadership at EMU in the coming days, months, and years. I would like to echo the hope that Fred mentioned. And on behalf of the board, our prayers are with you and blessings to you as you embark on this journey. Dr. Huxman.
Thank you so much, Kevin. It is absolutely great to be here. And welcome, Eastern Mennonite University community, faculty, staff, larger community members, and especially to our students, all kinds of students, returning students, new students, freshmen, seniors, undergraduates, graduate students, those who live near, those who live far, those who live in Virginia, the United States, and around the globe. The diversity of our student body gives a special vitality to marking new beginnings. Convocation is a time to begin anew, a time to celebrate the start of a new semester, a time to celebrate community and new faces. And yes, I am one of those new faces, and as you have heard, my name is Susan Schultz Huxman, and I am delighted to serve as Eastern Mennonite University's 9th president. My husband, Jesse, and I come most recently from Ontario, Canada, but spent most of our adult lives in Kansas, both places that are very cold and snowy in the month of January. So we think this cold spell right here is rather quaint and comfortable. My academic field of study, as you have heard, is communication, and the Latin root word of communication is community. So in my discipline, we take special interest in symbols and occasions that bind us to one another. Communication scholars remind us that we are social animals and that the most healthy communities on this planet are those that maximize communication opportunities to create virtual experience, to come together and perform meaningful rituals with each other, such as this one. Today, we want to celebrate communication and community by thinking about an old ritual, making and trying to keep New Year's resolutions. If you're like me, the exercise of generating resolutions is both heartening, I can change, and humbling. I haven't changed much since last year. I'm curious how many of you still make New Year's resolutions. Show of hands. Some brave souls. Some polls would suggest that about half of us do this each year, make New Year's resolutions. Now a harder question. How many of you have been successful in keeping those resolutions? Recent research would suggest that about 8% of us do. Not 80, 8. Ouch. This explains why we have a deep annoyance with this practice. After all, New Year's resolutions are something that go in one year and out the other. Or as Mark Twain once famously said, now is the accepted time to make your regular annual good resolutions. Next week, you can begin paving hell with them as usual. And our inability to keep resolutions may also explain that each year, many of us, myself included, search for the best subversively funny New Year's resolutions. Here are my top three for 2017. Number one, my New Year's resolution is to stop hanging out with people who ask me about my New Year's resolutions. Number two, this year I will think of a password other than password. And number three, I resolve to work with neglected children, my own. Funny New Year's resolutions aside, how many of you know what the top three New Year's resolutions were for 2017? You want to take some guesses? Lose weight. Exercise. You got number one and number two. Be better is part of eating better, but being a better person, interesting, comes in as number three. Now you know why the success rate is so poor on these popular resolutions. But I don't want to lose sight of the reason we make these big, audacious, I want to be a better kind of person resolution. Believe it or not, they have their place, especially if we want to build healthy, vibrant, loving communities. So I want to tell you a story about how one year, Winnie the Pooh and his friends celebrated their New Year's resolutions in the 100-acre wood. It was a typical, very loud and crazy gathering of Rabbit's friends in his home on New Year's Eve. And Rabbit had had enough. He said, enough, that's it, that does it, out, everybody out, I've had it, my carrot will never make it through the New Year with all of you around, and neither will I, we are both leaving. To which Pooh, Piglet, Eeyore, and Tigger said incredulously together, leaving? You mean going away? Said Piglet. Wherever will you go? Said Pooh. Oh, someplace where there are no honey-munching Pooh Bears, no petrified Piglets, no gloomy donkeys, and no always bouncing Tiggers, said Rabbit. To which Tigger said, sheesh. The brain boggles what kind of place that would be. Rabbit quickly corrected him. That would be paradise. Oh, dear. Pooh, isn't there something we can do to make Rabbit stay? Said Piglet. Pooh thought. Think. Perhaps, since Rabbit isn't happy with the way we are, he might be happier in some way in which we aren't. You mean if we were different? Said Piglet. No longer our warm, fuzzy selves? Said Tigger. No more bundles of joy? Said Eeyore. To which Pooh said, we could all change. We could all make a resolution. A restitution? Said Tigger. A resolution, said Pooh. It's something Christopher Robin told me. It's a promise. A promise that you make to yourself to change. If it means Rabbit won't move away, then I'm ready to change. There was a pause, and a longer pause. Finally, Piglet said, me too. And Tigger said, me three. And Eeyore said, well, I doubt that it will help, but count me in too. Pooh brightened up and with great confidence announced, "I promise not to eat honey ever again." This emboldened Piglet, "I promise not to be afraid anymore." Not to be outdone, Tigger vowed, "I hereby and henceforth promise to never bounce another bounce." And Eeyore, not to let down his friends, volunteered, "Things can't get any worse than they are now. I promise to be so cheerful, you won't even know that it's me." And promptly donned a clown costume. Suddenly, a sobering thought came upon Winnie the Pooh. If I can't eat honey, Piglet can't be afraid, Tigger can't bounce, and Eeyore can't be gloomy, then the question is, what do we do now? It was a terrifying, panicky couple of moments for the friends. Meanwhile, Rabbit, who was scurrying around packing up his belongings, but nonetheless overhearing his former pals try to make amends, grew embarrassed and then remorseful. Finally, he inserted himself into the circle and said wistfully, heart in hand, "Leaving me? Now why would I want to leave my friends who are so loyal they would change just to please me?" Pooh didn't want to get credit where no credit was due and quickly piped up, "But we didn't change, Rabbit. I don't think we can. We think we will just stay our old selves." To which Rabbit didn't miss a beat. "And thank goodness for that. Why, what kind of a Pooh Bear would you be if you didn't like honey? And a Tigger who doesn't bounce isn't a Tigger at all. And Piglet, you can hide under my bed anytime you want. And Eeyore, please take off that clown costume. You are positively scaring me. Please don't change. I like you just the way you are. I'm the one that needs to change." To which Pooh said, "But Rabbit, if you weren't you, then we'd all be a little less, we." Just then, Christopher Robin came in and said, "Exactly, Pooh. That's what friends do for each other. They help you to be more of who you are. Now, come on, everyone. It's time to celebrate the new year." And Rabbit chimed in, "Yes, yes, at my house, of course." And they all lived happily together in the 100-acre woods, or mostly. This morning, in the spirit of Pooh and friends, I want us to think about New Year's resolutions, not for personal gain, but for community-building gain. Not for advancing ourselves, but for advancing our school. I want us to think about New Year's resolutions we should have for EMU in 2017, to help it become more of who it is. As many of you know, 2017 marks an important year for EMU. We celebrate our 100th anniversary. In the fall of 1917, just as America had entered the Great War, a kind of minor miracle occurred right here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. After nearly a decade of debate, some of it more heated than helpful, over location, leaders, mission, money, school name, and what subjects should be studied, the Mennonite Church opened Eastern Mennonite School. Aren't you glad it wasn't called the Safeguard and Industrial School? That was one of the names suggested. Seriously. And guess what? 40 students eagerly signed up, and there were no admissions counselors around. 5 faculty, including the president, were hired to teach 3 subjects: Bible, literature, and agriculture. Choral music was allowed, but not instrumental music. Sports was allowed for boys, but no varsity competition. and a carefully prescribed plain dress code was articulated long before lesson plans or food choices were made in the cafeteria. Here we are, 100 years later. Today we have 1,880 students, two campuses, 114 faculty, 40 majors and minors, and 15 varsity sports teams open to men and women. And yes, we offer all kinds of music, including the original forbidden kind. We have teen colors, but no dress code. So we've been on quite a growth trajectory these past 100 years, but we still need focused aspirations for 2017, achievable New Year's resolutions. So I want you to help me. Here's the deal. As you came in, you were handed a 3x5 white index card and a little pencil. I'd like everyone to simply write a one-sentence New Year's resolution for EMU. No need to put your name on it, unless, of course, you'd like me to know that. Think simple and small, or bold and big. So grab a card and write, "My New Year's resolution for EMU in 2017 is." And at the end of the service, please take your card and place it in one of the large bowls at the back of the doors. I will take great inspiration in going through them and learning from them. And as you think about your New Year's resolution for EMU, I would have us remember the lesson from Winnie the Pooh and the Gang. How can we help our community be all it can be? I would have us remember our hymn, "Here in this place, new light is streaming. See in this space our fears and our dreaming." I would have us remember our scripture from Micah, "From whence we take our vision to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God." And finally, I would have us remember the words from a great professor, preacher, and poet, John Donne, who in 1624 wrote the poem, "For Whom the Bell Tolls." No man is an island, entire of itself. Each is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. Each man's death diminishes me, for I am involved in mankind. Therefore, send not to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. As we leave chapel today and listen to the bell toll to ring in a new year, a new era at EMU, may we remember it tolls for you. It tolls for me. It tolls for all of us. May we together educate students to serve and lead in a global context, to invite each person to follow Christ's call, to bear witness to faith, serve with compassion, and walk boldly in the way of peace. Blessings to each of you, and thank you.
Good morning. My name is Andy Miller, Director of Cross-Cultural Programs, and every semester I get to stand up here and I say, we are a community gathered, but we are also a community that is scattered. And this morning marks an opportunity for us to send two cross-cultural groups out into the world, into their new learning place. Monday I talked with the Guatemala-Colombia group, it's interesting you talk about change today, Susan, because I told them that in cross-cultural experiences, we have rife opportunities where change is thrust at us. We have opportunities to grow, and as I told them, sometimes we're told that we have to change. At least in my case, that was it. Can't believe that, can you? sorry, that was not planned. But we have two groups going out, and it also... One of the things I also pointed out is that while we're here on campus, while we engage in our diverse community here in Harrisonburg, we also have opportunities to be cross-cultural and learn through relationships that we build. At this point, I would ask both the Guatemala-Colombia group and the Middle East group to come up and sit on the steps for the sending. I want to give a little bit of introduction to you as you move up. Jiminy and Hirschberger will be leading the Guatemala-Colombia group. There's 20 students in that group. For those of you who would like to come see them off, if you stay up really late tonight, please come to University Commons at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning to send them on their way to the airport. They will be departing from University Commons at that point. If you like to get up early instead, then do that. Linford and Janet Stutzman will be leading 31 students on the Middle East cross-cultural. They'll be starting in Egypt before progressing into Israel, Palestine, Jordan, and on to Greece and Rome. I think we've got enough spots up here. The Middle East group will depart on Friday at 1:30, but if you want to see them off, come about 1:15 for ascending prayer at that point. Ready? I would invite others who want to come lay hands, pray with these groups to come up at this point. And then Lana Miller, undergraduate campus pastor, will be offer a prayer of blessing.
Feel free to come onto the stage to surround the groups. I would invite you to join me in prayer together. God, we acknowledge that you are present with us this morning, that you are present with us each and every day, wherever we go. This morning, we especially ask your protection and blessing on each of the students and leaders who will be traveling to Guatemala, Colombia, and the Middle East. We also pray for those who will host them along the way. We're grateful for the desire and willingness of these students and leaders to step into unknown places, to grow, to learn, and to be challenged through this experience. God, we ask that you open their eyes to the extraordinary world that you have created, that they would have hearts and minds of curiosity, openness to seeing you in unlikely places, and that they would care for one another along the way. May you be evident to them in times of loneliness, in moments of fear or anxiety, and also in times of joy and discovery as they learn more about who you are, about others, themselves, and this wonderful world that you have created. We pray for the safety and health of each one, not only for them, but the people that they will meet, and also for those who they leave behind. May the people that host these groups have the energy and wisdom to know best how to introduce them in the context in which they live. We pray especially for the group leaders, Anne and Jim Hirschberger, Linford and Janet Stutzman. Give each of them wisdom for the journey and the ability to sense your presence along the way. Thank you, God, for the opportunity that each of us has as travelers and learners, able to risk stepping out of what's comfortable and into a world where we become more vulnerable and dependent on your love and protection, and dependent on the community that we form and experience from and with others. In your mercy, we pray. Amen. I would invite you, as you leave this space today, to remember to drop off your index cards at the door. And also a reminder that everyone is welcome immediately following, so as soon as you leave here, to go to the Campus Center Greeting Hall for some coffee and a chance to greet President Susan Schultz-Huxman. go with your resolutions.